He was straight as a chalk line and right as a rule. He was square with the world. He took good care of his tools.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Good morning, everyone, on an absolutely beautiful, gorgeous Arizona Saturday morning. The 9 o'clock hour is the hour we throw the phone lines open and invite you to call and let us know what project it is you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. The number's toll-free. It's easy to remember. It's 1-888-ROSIE-4U, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U. Numerically, I'll give it to you here, 1-888-767-4348. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is here call screening. She'll get your name, your number, your question. We'll get you on air as quick as we can. Whatever you're trying to tackle, give us an opportunity to make it a little bit easier for you by putting our experience to work for you. When I say our, I mean me, Rosie Romero, and my son, Romy Romero, who's been by my side here in the broadcast booth for 10 or 12 years and been by my side on the job site ever since he could crawl. We had him out there dragging around, pushing brooms and generally delivering soda pops and lunches and whatnot for everybody. Before we get into the topics.
And the hundreds of contractors that are at rosieonthehouse.com covering the entire state.
Yeah.
We often rely on them for their area of expertise and specialized trades.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me get this notice out one more time. I gave it in the beginning of the broadcast, but I want to give it out a couple times. We've got the Arizona Registrar of Contractors that are pushing out a news release to warn homeowners to watch out for home security scams that are currently hitting our neighborhoods, in particular out on the West Valley, Surprise and Sun City. What they'll do is these door-to-door canvassers will locate a home that has a sign in the yard about being protected by a security company. And these people will knock on that door and say, your security company has been absorbed by our security company. You're going to have to sign this new contract to keep your coverage in effect. And it's a scam. You're then now under two contracts, and you've got to now meet both obligations. So this is going on right now. You have somebody knocking on your door asking you to sign a new security contract. Scoot them down the road. Shoot them off the property, okay?
I don't quite understand how that doesn't just get shut down. Because you're signing a contract that you're taking, but they haven't installed anything. They're not providing any services. So wouldn't that be an easy contract to break?
Well, you would think so. But apparently they're out there, you know, racking up these contracts and getting people to start paying on them. So, buyer beware. Don't, if you have somebody like that, call your security company and just check with them and say, hey, have you been absorbed? It's an easy double check, right, before you sign a contract. Can't encourage our homeowners to be more careful. You know, it's our vision and our mission every Saturday morning to get up, come down here to the station for a couple reasons. Primarily, we want to earn the right to become your best friend. And we do that by protecting you and educating you and hopefully just a little bit of entertaining you every Saturday morning about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. People reach out to us. We've got callers lining up now. We have an open line. If you want to jump on, 1-888-767-4348. And then we've got people reaching out to us by the hundreds all week long through the internet machine.
Steve writes in and says, I just want to thank you for the wonderful referral network. We had Babcock out, and they did a wonderful job for us just this afternoon. Steve writes in and says, you know, I ran into this company, Technisecurity Alarm. They've got your logo in their booth. They say they're Rosie endorsed, but I cannot find them on your website.
Oh, he was at the Phoenix Home Show?
So,
That's the question.
We are currently redesigning our website. That's going to bring in new technology, easier to use, and in cases like this, a little bit easier to find the answer you're looking for. Steve, as a regular user of the website, has his default region set to Phoenix. Well, if he would have switched it to Casa Grande, where Tecna is based out of, he would see Technic come up under security systems. So it's designed currently so when you go there, you're getting contractors that are in your area. When that was designed, we didn't have any partners in Casa Grande that worked in Tucson and in Phoenix that travel. So we're working to rework that technology to make it a little bit easier. But Tecna's there. And I brought that up because that was about the fourth email I got on that, not only from Tucson or Phoenix homeowners, but from Tucson homeowners as well. So he's
Roth certified everywhere.
Yeah, right. So we'll have a new website here that'll make
on
things
that,
like that a
on
little easier.
That, can I bring up one point? Because we actually got a phone call, Romy, 2 weeks ago, and it ended up at my desk. And it was someone asking us about a company that was inferring that they were ROSI certified. And it was a company I had never even heard of. So there are contractors out there inferring. We even had one company using our logo, and they were not ROSI certified. So please be careful. If you're looking for ROSI certified, we're not the biggest contractor referral directory in the world, but we are ranked number one as being the best contractor referral network in Arizona.
Pre-screening process, 1 in 10 that we send out ever get returned complete.
Yep.
You know, we make it a difficult package to fill out because it'll naturally weed out the people that can't apply for it.
That's right.
It's a very tightly screened process. And the new website will also help guys like John in Peoria, who's building a custom home in Prescott and wants to know what contractors to use. Well, again, switch your region on the current site, select Prescott, and boom, all the contractors in the Prescott area populate. But the new website, you'll be able to manage multiple properties. So if you're going to keep your home in Peoria, you can register that home in Peoria, but then you could also register your property in Prescott so you could keep track of both properties throughout the region along with the contractors in that area.
We have a homeowner up in the Pinnacle Peak area that's actually hiring several of our contractors in Phoenix to repair a home. He and his wife have recently retired. They're fixing the home up and moving to Prescott. So he was calling the other day for exactly the same question. Once I get to Prescott, who do I use? Well, there you go. We've got Yavapai County covered with a lot of great contractors.
And we will be in, not Yavapai, but Coconino, Flagstaff,
that's
April
right.
11th and 12th for the, I guess, the
Flagstaff
9th
home show.
Or the 10th, too, then. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Flagstaff Home Show at the Superdome. I have not been there.
No, it's at the Fieldhouse. They changed venues. It's not
when
in
I
the...
said Superdome. That's New Orleans. The Skydome.
It's not in the Skydome.
No?
It's actually in the Fieldhouse.
Oh, bummer.
On campus. It's there at NAU.
Okay.
But...
Well, I'll still have to go see the stadium. I've heard they've remodeled it since the last time I've been there.
Oh, pretty. It's
and,
a pretty dome.
The glue lamp beam structure and... You just looking at it, imagining how that was all built is very fascinating.
It is. I think
it's
the largest
picture how that
glue lamp dome
used to
in the globe. Oh, it used to be.
Yeah,
okay.
Someone in Oregon thought they had to one up us.
Oh, all right.
But it used to. It's the original largest.
Okay.
Glue lamp dome structure.
It's pretty.
And one more thing that the website's going to help manage for us is our secret shopper program. It's something we've always done but never really talked about where...
The screening process that we were talking about.
Right.
It's the tightest screening process of any contract referral directory in the world.
For guys like Richard, who's looking for a tile setter in Tucson. If we don't have one, we'll say, all right, Richard, we don't, but here's who is currently
trying,
in our screening
trying
process.
Trying to get in, yeah.
Would you let us use your home as one of the test sites to see when he comes out, is he just trying to sell your product or maybe some leftover material from a previous job or some old stuff in the back of his warehouse? Or is he sincerely interested in your home, your best interest, and your budget? Does he do the installation properly? Does he follow up? Is it complete? Are you satisfied? Was it worth the money that you invested in it? And... That's part of how we screen our contractors in a lot of situations. So you will be able to sign up online as a secret shopper.
It's not only how we put them through the screening process. It's actually how we spot check our current members, too. We
get feedback on
secret shop them. with our secret army of Rosie on the House homeowners.
So once you sign up on the new website, you'll be able to see what's up in queue. Hey, we need a...
electrician in Tucson.
An electrician in Tucson. And here's who's... and then you could also say, you know, here's what I need done at my house. And if something... So when we get someone new in queue, we can also look at what people are waiting for and yep. match them up and help get the referral network bigger and better and bolder in the areas that it needs. We're not just going to add contractors for the sake of adding contractors.
No, we are not.
We're covered in a lot of categories.
How many contractors are on the waiting list across the state?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, and here's why. We don't go back. In Phoenix, for air conditioning, there's 32 contractors waiting to get on in the air conditioning category. But that waiting list goes back to when we started using our Goldmine software in 05. I haven't gone back to see how many of these guys are even still in business. I mean, it's a good chance some of them have closed their doors. So the list is over 500 names long, but how many of those are still in business, I couldn't tell you. But we don't have a need to grow that category. If you're in a Buckeye air conditioning contractor, we'll add you. But for Phoenix, we're covered with the guys that we have. And until we get numerous calls that, hey, I've called all three of your guys, I'm in an emergency situation, no one can get here for 3 weeks. Well, then our demand from our listeners has outgrown the supply of air conditioning contractors in the area, and we would add on. But we're not in that situation, so we're not going to add on. We don't need more police work to do.
That's how we roll here at Rosie on the House with Chris and Pete on hold. We're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll be right back and take their questions and yours as well. Also with a special interview with Kate, right?
Kate, Valley Permaculture on a desert potluck coming up.
Yeah, that'll be great. We'll have that conversation right when we get back.